Have you ever felt like you needed a sign from above? Something to reassure you on your faith journey? Padre Pio promised he'd continue helping souls even after his death. And today you'll hear from our viewers who experienced that very promise come to life. Stay tuned. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you'll be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Hello, everyone. Before we begin with today's testimonies, I'd like to extend my sincere gratitude to all of you who have shared your inspiring stories with us. Your openness and support mean a lot. Thank you for being here and for keeping this beautiful community going. Today, I'd like to share two remarkable testimonies from our viewers. These stories reflect the gentle yet powerful presence of Padre Pio, appearing in dreams long before these individuals even knew who he was. Let's listen first to Yvette's experience. Yvette wrote, "I was around 23 or 24 years old when I had a dream that I was in St. Stephen's Church, kneeling in one of the pews. The sun was shining colors on the pew where I was. A lady approached me and told me that if I wanted to go to confession, I should go to the confessional at the back of the church, because the priest there was very good, and the people loved him. I saw a long line of people waiting. I looked at a side confessional where only 3 people waited, but I chose to go to the priest at the back. Suddenly, I found myself inside the confessional. The priest was a middle-aged Franciscan with a bit of white hair behind his ears. Also, he had a little beard and mustache. I began my confession and stopped, then stopped. The priest looked at me and asked, 'Is that all?' I said yes. But the real answer was no. I lied to him. Then he looked at me very seriously, and his face changed, becoming very bright, radiating light from within. It was no longer that priest, but Jesus. He told me in 3 words what I did wrong. Then I woke up from the dream. About 3 years later, someone gave me a book on the life of Padre Pio, and I recognized him as the Franciscan priest in my dream. Padre Pio and Jesus came to me in my dream to teach me how to be humble and honest when receiving the sacrament of penance. Some years later, I received the diary of Saint Faustina, which mentions Jesus being present with the priest in the sacrament of penance. I thank God and Saint Padre Pio for helping me." What a beautiful reminder of how the sacraments are a profound encounter with God's mercy, and how Padre Pio continues to guide souls even after his death. Thank you, Yvette, for sharing this incredible testimony. In these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith. By joining the Protect the Child of Padre Pio program, you invite Saint Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our following Padre Pio apostolate. Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our modern struggles, offers healing, guidance, and encouragement. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll benefit spiritually through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Your support helps us continue Padre Pio's mission and ensures daily prayers and blessings are offered for you. Take this step today to welcome his grace and guidance. Simply use the form below to set up your monthly gift and experience Padre Pio's powerful intercession in your life. Now, let's turn to Clint's testimony, which illustrates how Padre Pio has accompanied him back to the church. Clint shared, "Greetings. I was raised Catholic, but left the church at 28. That was 22 years ago. I was following an evangelical faith. From a young age, I had dreams from God that would later come to pass, warnings or messages. 10 years ago, I had a dream where I stood at the edge of a desert at dusk. Next to me was a man in a hooded cloak with the hood on. I walked down the slope, and to my right I noticed a swirling dust storm with the sound of battle emanating from within. Suddenly, a man in dark gray ancient battle gear stepped out. He had black thick hair and thick beard, with a penetrating pair of eyes, dark to black in color. He was not happy and had a scowl on his face when he looked at me, and he scolded the man for leaving the battle and to get back in. The man walked down the slope sheepishly and entered the swirl. As he walked in, his cloak turned into the same battle gear as the man who stepped out. In my spirit, a voice said, 'And they were triumphant.' About 4 months ago, I had an urge to look on my Catholic faith and reasons why I had left. In doing so, the question and reasons I had left were getting answered by ex-Protestants like Scott Hahn and Marcus Grody. Glad to say I am back home. I was watching a video of an old monk who had the stigmata a month or so ago, and he somehow looked familiar to me, especially the eyes. I had a thought pop up in my mind to find pictures of him when he was younger. I did, and to my amazement, the 30-year-old or so man from my dream with the scowl was the man Padre Pio. And I believe he was in the battle for my soul to return to the church. I always pondered on who the man was, and if I hadn't have felt the tug to come back to the church, I would never have known it was Padre Pio. Great ministry you are doing. God bless and thank you, Saint Padre Pio, for fighting for us in the heavenlies." Isn't it fascinating how Padre Pio continues to fight for souls to return to the church? Clint, thank you for sharing such a profound story. And thank you all for watching. If you have any personal stories you'd like to share with us, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can leave them in the comment section below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.